deer are blacktail. They're not a menace. They can be annoying at times, but they're quite lovely deer and we love to see them. We just like to put a fence around them so that they don't eat all our stuff. The fallow deer were not properly taken care of. Those fallow deer got out and are breeding all over the island. And they are very destructive because they strip the bark off trees, they eat all the stuff that our own indigenous deer don't. They are a problem.
Gulf Island Venison Pâté. 800 grams ground venison. 100 grams venison liver. 2 tablespoons of butter. 1 shallot. 1 clove of garlic crushed.
I had 2 does, which I liked very much, and I had also 2 bucks, which I liked. One was called Zeus. I should show you a photo. They were reporters of the Vancouver Sun, and they shot the photos. Some deer ate apples out of my mouth.
2 pounds venison bones, including marrow bones. 1/2 pound venison trimmings, belly, neck, etc. 2 cups lentils, 1 cup mushrooms, 1 leek.
My name is Paula Buchholz. I have lived in Canada since 1986. I fell in love with British Columbia, that's why I came here. I started the deer farm on Main Island in 1987. Originally, I wanted to found a Hanoverian dressage academy. They later didn't want to continue. And then I thought, why don't I live with the land? People have used deer, and particularly fallow deer, for thousands of years in Europe. They originate from Mesopotamia and have been held and are held in all the royal parks from Spain to England to Hungary. The meat of fallow deer is very mild in flavor, just wonderful meat, not tough at all, because they are smaller deer and have a shorter muscle fiber. First, I had to learn it. I traveled all over the US and visited existing farms, how they did it. I went to wildlife auctions and purchased deer, and then I had to get them through quarantine to be tested for TB, brucellosis, anaplasmosis, and blue tongue. You have to have the fences 8 feet high, otherwise they jump over it. And the gauge of the fence has to be right, so that it doesn't come down when the fall storms come on. I learned that the hard way. Later, Ministry of Agriculture changed the information and we had to redo it partly over. But then many of the deer were already escaped outside, and it's very difficult to get them all back in. I got a lot back in, but not all. In the fall, when the rut comes on and there are some bucks outside the fence and does inside and other bucks inside, they get at the fence and tear the fence apart. And that's why you have so many wild fallow deer on Main Island. Yeah, it's quite interesting to see the bucks fighting. They tear first with their antlers the fence apart. Can be deadly. It looks very fascinating. I learned a lot from these years of deer farming. But I should also show you a beautiful trench coat made from deer. Shoes, gloves. The leather is very, very fine and durable. Chandeliers, sofa, a serving set. I had 5 kinds of different pâtés.
Yeah, look here, look at the ingredients.
It's a top quality. Here is a little cookbook that I wrote. The joy of cooking venison, not venison. The difference being venison can be imported from New Zealand, meat from old bucks, and you have no idea what venison consists of. I was writing all the time, farmed fallow venison, farmed fallow venison, farmed fallow venison. I got tired of it and thought, venison. It was the most fascinating time in my life. That was quite an adventure, not just an enterprise, but an adventure.
Well, they actually have gone. They've swum across to Galliano, and I heard a rumor that they have hit Pender. But what they do is, like, there's islands where they're inundated with fallow deer, and there is nothing about 5 or 6 feet up. No underbrush at all, because they eat it all. You know, I'm afraid that might happen to us too.
Speaking of which, there's a deer right there.
Oh yeah, oh that's one of ours.
Ah.
Yeah, that's a blacktail.
Oh, a little buck, yeah. Yeah,
it's a little guy.
The joy of cooking venison. Farmed fallow venison. Now I sit me down to eat. I pray the Lord I will not cheat. If I should reach for cake or spread, please guide me to the meat instead.